A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 7th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about the plight of people with various ailments in Zimbabwe as government prepares to take striking doctors to the labor court.
And to join this discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are also live streaming right now on all our Facebook platforms. So please join us on VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7 and VOA Debele, so you can live stream with us.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the crippling strike by some doctors in state hospitals.
The government is taking doctors to court over the 35-day strike over low salaries and poor conditions of service. Some junior, middle, senior and specialist doctors working in state hospitals say they want salaries pegged at intermarket bank rates. The doctors rejected a 66% cost of living adjustment last week.
This has prompted the Health Service Board to ask the Minister of Public Service to take the doctors to court, claiming that they are engaged in an illegal industrial action.
While the government and doctors are clashing over salaries and conditions of service, thousands of people seeking treatment in state hospitals have been left in the cold. They claim that they are no longer accessing medical help in government hospitals.
Join us right now so that we can talk about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Facebook pages. And note that we are also on the web on VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. Zulukanda balingalithola njani lapha likhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhlanje ke kunenge esiqhuqa ngakho lamhla ke okhangelane lokwenzakala eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi odokotela bakhalela umsebenzi. Sebe le nsuku sibili kumbe ngithi inyanga ele 5 days. So ke nxa sikhangela khonoko kwenye ngazani sokuzondise uhulumende weZimbabwe. Uhulumende uthi uzamile ukuthi anike odokotela lokuthiwa i-cost of living adjustment 66%. So kodwa odokotela bathi lokhu ngazani uhambelani labo. So ke okwamanje uhulumende selungiselela ukuthi kusasa uyahambisa odokotela e-labor court. Kambe e-labor court khona ngale kuyahamba njani? Sifuna ukuzwa ngani sibili ukuthi likubona njani konke lokho. We spoke to Dr. Skosana, that is Dr. Paulina Skosana, the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Health Service Board. Let's hear what he said about the striking doctors.
Negotiations for the time being have been concluded. We have a collecting a bargaining agreement with the health workers, during which negotiations the doctors decided that they would then procedurally walk out of the negotiations before they were concluded. So the issue now, the way forward, is that there's an agreement. All health workers are expected to be back at work. The problem that we've been having is specialists and senior doctors at Paranyatra Hospital. In terms of the middle management and middle doctors and the junior doctors, interns who are just from the university, they continue, they have continued not to come to work. In terms of the labor law that governs employees, health worker employees, if they are not at work for more than 5 days, we have to take the legal action in terms of the Labor Act, and the Minister of Labor, Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare has already issued a show cause order, and there will be a hearing on Tuesday which will determine whether the job action is legal or illegal.
That is Dr. Paulina Skosana, the chairperson of the Health Service Board. He's talking about what the government is going to do. So, kanyakazani ke sefuna ukuhanjiswa abantu emthethwandaba odokotela abakhala lomsebenzi. We are lucky that we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Davis Ndumiso Spanda. He's a labor expert based in Bulawayo. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about this issue. It seems as if the government is taking the doctors to court. Why should it take this route?
But I think the first thing that we should understand is that the issue of taking people on to court in the circumstances where we are sitting now is much more complex than actually meets the eye. The first thing is that we, since July, we have seen salaries that are highly variegated and incomes that can no longer go around. I'll give you a quick example in the limited time given.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you have the lowest worker in one industry earning $6,000, a sweeper. You have a sweeper in another industry earning $400. You have an MD in another industry earning $4,500. I'm talking of RTGS dollars here.
Mm-hmm.
You have an MD in another industry earning 150,000 pound. You have an HR manager, a human resources manager in one industry earning 900 pound. You have an HR manager in another industry earning 40,000 pound.
Mm-hmm.
This is how variegated things are. We can go on and on. So, first of all, you need to recognize that doctors are working in a compensation regime that is not stable, that is highly unstable. That's the first thing. And secondly, the alleged collective job action is taking place in an environment where the labor laws are dwarfed by the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying the labor laws are dwarfed by the occasion? We need to be very clear. Are the doctors on collective job action, or they have lost the capacity to go to work?
Mm-hmm. So what is the difference there, if I may just come in?
Right. Where doctors have lost the capacity to go to work because of incomes that are not able to carry them along.
Mm-hmm.
In our jurisdiction, no case has gone to court and been tested by the courts. But if you look at other countries where people have not been paid up to 3 months, or the incomes cannot go round, the court has actually walked on the side of the workers and said, yes, give the workers a living wage and then they will go back to work. So going to court with a show cause order, that is within government, is right. But it will all depend how the matter plays when it goes before the judge. If the doctor's lawyers actually say, yes, they were in collective job action, the likely position is that the collective job action will be deemed illegal and the employer will be within his rights to discipline the doctors. But if the doctors take the line of incapacity to actually go to work, to say they've lost the capacity to go to work, these are our food bills, this is the bill for water lights and everything else and transport, therefore we are unable to go to work with what you are giving us, the play field will be totally different. It will be the first in our course actually to go that direction. And the likelihood is that the court might take a totally different view. The disposal order might not even be issued. So it really depends. But in the event that the doctor's lawyers say, yes, they are on collective job action,
mm-hmm.
the likelihood is that the collective job action will be declared illegal and the employer will be in his rights to discipline the doctors. But your biggest problem, why I'm saying the Labor Leg Act is drafted by the occasion, is after dismissing the doctors, what next? Because you're talking of a specialist skill,
mm-hmm.
where you can't replace the people. The next thing is you'll be rehiring the same doctors, bringing them to work, because they are now desperate, they will come in. But because the issue of salaries will remain a problem, the same problem will roll back again, and we are actually back to square one. And when they meet, the attitudes will have hardened. My honest view is that the parties should have actually gone on negotiating. The fact that the doctors walked out of a collective negotiation, it clearly showed that there was something wrong. When employees walk out of a negotiation, they are simply saying there is something wrong which needs attention. They are not saying they no longer need a job. And even if you go ahead and continue and secure an agreement with remaining employees, mm-hmm. you should also consider that those who have walked out have got a muscle. You can't extend that agreement to them. Even if you extend it to them, they still are a voice you cannot actually ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nxa sesibona ke Baba Sibanda, siyabona ukuthi khonoko ukuthi babahambise kula ngale nkantolo. Babahambisa phela ukuthi beze ukuthi kambe khonoko abakwenzayo kuyavunyelwa kumbe hatshi. Wena ngombono wakho ngamafutshane sibili, ubonani kuyaphumani khonapho?
Right. Indaba ezemthethwandaba lezi ziya ngokuthi ifike emthethwandaba yabanjwa njani. Amadokotela ngafika athi baku-strike, i-strike siyabe singekho emthethweni. Ngoba umthetho welizwe ule procedure yokulandela i-strike nxa ukuthi abantu beza kuya ku-strike. So kungekho emthethweni, kungenzakala ukuthi amadokotela afakwe icala, bathonisiswe, banike isigqoko esithize. Kodwa bangafika emthethwandaba bafike bathi bona hayi thina ukubuyela emsebenzini kasali. Kodwa lapha yindlala siyehluleka, imali elisinika yona nansi. Ijaji imali abasinika yona yileyi laleyi laleyi, ifike iphelele la. Bangasinika ufike lapha siyabuyela emsebenzini. Ujaji angabona i-argument yabe reasonable, ujaji angarula differently. So kuya ngokuthi bafike kujaji bafika bathini, lokuthi ujaji yena ulalele wasuthiseka yini abakukhulumayo. So kuya ngokuthi amagqwetha abameleyo ayibambe ngayiphi indlela indaba leyi, nokuthi emthethwandaba kumbe enkantolo ezalalela indaba leyi uza ujaji uzathini.
Kodwa
bafika bavuma ukuthi baku-collective job action, hayi lapho ngabala ndawo lapho bangama khona umthetho uzabatshaya.
Kodwa bangabaxotsha yini umsebenzi wena ngokubona kwakho?
Right, ngokubona kwami bangabaxotsha umsebenzi bese bebaqhatsha kutsha, babanike ama-conditions achiyeneyo ahamba evala izikhala lezi ebezikhona ezenze baya ku-collective job action. Kodwa ebengikutsho-ke mina yokuthi ungaze uzivale izikhala lezi ungalungisanga uhlupho lweholo engike ngakhuluma ngalo lapha nangikhuluma ngesilungu. Kuya kubuya zivuleke futhi izikhala, ubuye ubuyele futhi uyeqala kutsha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Sibanda. Umbuzo wami wokugcina sibili, ngoba ucela ukuthi uhambe khonapha masinya, uthi khona nxa kukuthi sokwenziwe konke lokhu kumbe baxotshiwe kumbe baxotshwanga, wena ubona ngizani vele kade kungaba ngcono ukuthi balubambe njani udaba lolu?
Obekungcono yikuthi bale belokhu bekhuluma. Ukuhambisana emthethwandaba amboni kunganika impumela ezanceda umuntu, ngoba sikhuluma ngezisebenzi esithi zilama-specialist skills. Ungaze uzixotshe, akula mnye umuntu oza kuyamdobha kwenye indawo umfake khonapho. Uzakubuya ubuyele kizozena ezosebenzi uzozithi hayi madoda abafuna umsebenzi kabangene ngale ndlela. And bazaphenduka futhi bona labana abantu kwesinye isibanga. Kodwa udubo, into ekhona yikuthi udubo luyabe lungaphelanga, akulungise udubo lweholo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu-ke ukuthi ubuyile Sibanda. Njengoisicelo sakho sibona ngani imzuzu yakho siphele, singaphosele okugcina khonapho, ungafaka lale esikhiwa.
Right, elokugcina yikuthi ngithi mina ebesingakufisa thina njengamaZimbabwe yikuthi ngabe uhulumende uyahlala phansi lamadokotela azwisise ukuthi lanxa basuka ema-negotiation ephakathi, kuqakathekile ukuthi yena njengomqhatshi abuyele ababizi ukuthi hayi madoda abuyanisuze khuluma kulokuthi kuyiwe emthethwandaba, ngoba emthethwandaba kungaze kuphiwe isigwebo kumbe kuthiwe yanini lapha uhlupho kaluyindawo. Ngijayele ukuthi indaba ze-labor you can't resolve them ngesilungu through litigation all the time. Sometimes you get a judgment but the problem doesn't go away, the problem remains there. This is one such case where litigation will not help anybody because the problem will remain there. They should just go back to the negotiating table and try to find each other.
Mr. Davis Ndumiso Sibanda, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So that is Mr. Davis Ndumiso Sibanda. is a labor expert.
Aiwa, kunao vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kukuchingamidzai. Nasi tiri kuramba tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika muzvipatara zvehurumende uko vana chiremba majunior, masenior nemaspecialist vese varamba ivo zvavanga vari kupiwa nehurumende vachiti ivo hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka vari kuti mugove wavo ngauwedzerwe saka vari kuenderera mberi vachiramwa mabasa kune rimwe rutivo vachinzi ivo vachange vari kuendeswa kudare mangwana pamusoro kwekuramba kudzokera pamabasa kwavari kuita saka ndozvatiri kukurukura iye zvino asi ndiri kunzwa kuti tine mumwe muteereri ari panhare pari zvino rigaitende kwavari tinzwe halo kola
Halo, makurasi.
Taskwera, tukutawara nani uye zve muri kupi?
Mutawara Taskwera Vachibanda, ari kuota falls kwa rari.
Ehe, kwaka di kuota falls Vachibanda?
Kuridani nani.
Ehe, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ima, nisa anibuone problemu yawe.
Mhm.
Iyo zvakaita musoro, kamari yacho kutambira, haisimbofanana na chinhu rawake.
Mhm.
Sarge vatoita zvaruti izvozvo, ndoti ngachinaki. Mwuzi mwambamira maari, gaizu tuma kumba akira marari, abizwa na tindu la zilokasi. Natambira RTGS. RTGS, asu kwa mtinga, suni, wanatuda mahezi. Wakia waitu za hini daizu, zilokini yake inaki.
Saka parishu naimi mambosha anya ere kuzipatara, kana mune ama enye ere ya kambo wani kwa ichiru, arapa nguwa iyo inu.
Inda kambo inda, nini nani... kuna bago asi kupatara kuiwa nakurwa ende wanokatoita achizinda vatosara kumupenyika vakutoziva kuti vakutosa bhuzo kana kuchipatara kacho vasibatsirwa bhuzo anoda vakuishanda
saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende imi maitii
ndaani hurumende ndakungotaura kuti vanhu vasa kutaura naka wotaura naodzosa mahisi acho odzoka bhuzi kuzvizvisa zvikuriitwa nemahesi ende maprizes eti kukwira every day every day ihoitakakwira wasikudzisa zvinhu hoitakakwira sanhasi mangwana okudza zvinhu hoitakabvire wasikudzisa zvinhu oramba tinokwira chii
saka apa pari zvino vari kushandisa rate ipi kwamunenge muri kuenda unotenga nezvimwe zvakadaro
nezvinoziva kushandisa rate paine kuisu vari kuti kavachitenga iyoko vachivatesraisis vadizira 170 kana chitenga kwavari 200 patindolas
aiwavati
zvakatoema 200 iyo kuti utenge mafuta ngona mafuta 4 chaichaiva nokuti vanhu vangashanda pakadaro ii ndaite zvaukuitezvo ndotiga yacho inaki
aiwa tinotenda nemaonero enyu muve nezuva rakanaka I think at this point regai timboona isu zvanga zviri kuitika ipo panga pari kuratidzira vana chiremba vachiimba ivo vachiti ivo aiwa employer wavo haasi kupakura zviri fe saka regai timbonzwa kuti vanga vari kuti chii vana chiremba hatisati taona zvakare vamwe amai vakawanikawo vachienda kuchipatara vachirwara negomarara asi vakasvikonzi ivo hakuna ari kukwanisa kuvarapa regai tinzwe kuti vana chiremba vanga vari kuti chii nhasi pavanga vari kuratidzira
Ahoi makomrade ahoi
ahoi
zvinoita here kuti iwewe une shopu yako uri kukwidza maprizes zvese zviri mushopu mako but mushando wavo kuramba uchiva kuti zvakangofanana for you uramba uchimupa 2 cents dzavaingomupa zvinoita here kupakura zviri pe here koko kati vari kupakura zviri pe here Mure wangu wa magandi bainini yako pakura zisiri pe
sendekera ngoma
Mure wangu wa magandi bainini
sendekera ngoma Zendekera mbona, yusa, 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 yusa
aiwa apo manzwa imiva nachiremba pavanga vari kuratidzira nhasi vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa murungu wavo hurumende inofanira kupakura zviri fere gaitinzwe kubva kune vamwe amai vanga vaenda ivo kunotsvaga rubatsiro kuchipatara vachirwara negomarara asi vakatarisana nedambudziko rekushaya vana chiremba.
Ndakaenda kamboyo ndinouya kuno kunochiisirwa kimo ndechidzoka saka kubva kwamutaro kwendakaita ndosvika zvikanzi madokta asiri pabasa apa inini ndiri kurwadziwa saka chikumbiro changuwose murwere kange chekuti danokwai kuri kuti zvinhu zvaigadziriswa zvakanaka kakuti tionewo kurapwa tichidini tichipora amino kuti kana vanhu vachitiona takadai vari kunzwa sei nechimiro chatiinacho ichi like inini nenhumbu yese yamuri kuonai kuti ndidye handigoni kudya kuti ndifeme handigoni kufema saka ndofa here ndichinyatsokuona kuti vanhu vaigona kundibatsira ka varipo but kubatsirikana kwacho hakusi kuita nokuda kwezvimwe zvinhu zvekuti vanhu vanogogona kutaurira nezvechidini zvechipera ndochichemo cheduwo kuhurumende kuti wedu wei tinzwirewo tsitsi tione kurapwa tiri urwadziwa toda kuti tirapwe chanzi dzokaikumba mari yacho ndoda kuionepi yekuti ndinditravhera futi kubva kuno ndichisvika ndichotarisana futi nevana vasina kuenda kuchikoro vasiri kuenda kuchikoro apa inini wacho handina kurapwa maronda mangani yekutsvaga yetransiputi yekurwara kwandiri kuita yekudzingwa kwevana yekusarapwa maronda mangani
chii chaizvo chamamuchida kurapwa
ndiri kurapwa kenza
kenza yepachii
ndakanga yakatangira mumaovaries yaenda muchibereko saka ndakaoparetwa saka izvizvi yamuchiropa nemurwatata
aiwa apo tiri kunzwa isu kubva kune vamwe amai vanga vabva ivo kwamutare uko vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti pavakasvika kuHarare vachida kuti vawane rubatsiro vabva vasvika ikoko madokta achinziwo haasi kushanda uyezve vari kutsanangura ivo kuti vachidzokera kwamutare mari vanga vasina saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kutarisana nevamwe varwere pari zvino asi ivo vana chirembawo vari kuti kuti zvinhu zvavo zvivafambire zvakanaka vari kuda kuti hurumende ivapewo muhoro unoenderana nemagariro nemararamiro avari kuita regai tinzwe zvichemo zvavanga vainazvo nhasi vana chiremba vachitaura ivo kuti havasi kukwanisa kana kuenda kumabasa ikoko nekuti mari chaiyo yekuti vakwire makombi kuenda havana regai tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii nhasi
tina the means yekuita report nadzo kubasa handizvo like we don't have the money kuendesa kubasa handizvo ndosaka tisiri kuenda kubasa saka kana tisiri kuenda kubasa because of hatina mari kupiwa threat hazvisizvo zvikwanisiro zvekuti tikwanise kuenda kubasa tinoti nzara itori yethreat iri bigger than any other threat yatingapuwa so for us we go to work kana tapiwa mari yatiri kuda inotenga
machiremba haana kuramba achida kuti kupikisana nehurumende kana kuti zvatongwa nevakuru venyika kuti kwai tirambai muchititambirisa maus dollars nokuti nyika inoti vamutundu nyumwe vanoti chi nyika haina mai maus dollars vana chiremba vakati kuna kuhurumende chitibhadhara ivo neinterbank inova iyo exchange rate yepava ne2 currencies kapa zimu dollar neus dollar neus dollar contract iri muus dollar asi hurumende yakutambirisa mai mazimu dollar vana chiremba vari kutaura zvinhu zviri very simple mari yachona iri kupuwa vana chiremba iyi tikaitarisa ikashinyiwa nhasi haisviki kana $100 asi zvinhu zvese zviri kubwira svondo yoga yoga
isusu semachiremba tabvumirana tikati takubuda mune inonzi Youth Apex Council inova ndo yanga iri nzira yanga tiri kushandisa kutaura naemployer wedu asi nzira itaona kuti haisi kunyatsotifadza
tanyora tsamba tichipa kuhealth services board inova employer inoemploya machiremba saka zvoreva kuti yabuda ichikumbira kuti employer atsvage dzimwe nzira kana tadhiraivhe dzimwe nzira dzinoonekwa kuti tikwanisa kupa mazvichemo zvedu kuna employer ine separate platform isingabatanidze vamwe because tinoona kunge zvichemo zvemachiremba zvichiendera nekamushandiro kanoita machiremba zvakasiyana nezvimwe zvichemo zvevamwe mahealthcare workers
apo tiri kunzwa vana chiremba vachitaura ivo nhuna dzavo vari kutaura zvakawanda vachiti vari kutadza kutoenda ikoko kubasa uyezve vakutoona kuti zviri nani kuti ivo vasange vari mugungano riye rinomirira vese vanoita zveutano asi iyo health services board yataurawo maonero ayo regai tinzwe kuti vati chii
machiremba acho vari kungouya pano nepapo hazvina kutombomira zvakanaka kumwana wangu haasi kana kumbonyatsokupora nokuti vana chiremba vacho havasi kunyatsokuuya vanongouyawo pano napapo unenge wangohwawo tsitsi kuti rega ndimbodarika neko ndiye unouya
apo muri kunzwa kune vamwe amai vachichema chema nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muchipatara tiregai tinzwe kubva kuhealth services board.
The negotiating forum that is there is governed by certain legislation. For them to exit and get another negotiating forum, we need to change the legislation, and it's not a day's thing.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwawo zviri kutaura iro batu rehealth services board. Kips.
Ye, lapa ke icunganisi lo mama ke uBusi Masina ukhona ngale ke koBulawayo. Mama Masina kunjani?
Nikhona bhuti.
Ye, singathi ungaphuka ngikhona khonapho koBulawayo.
Mina ngihlala eMagwegwe.
Ye. Ye, akutsho mama ukuthi wena ubhekane lani uze uye esibhedlela.
Mina bengiphathekile phose iviki ezimbili. Nanxa ngasoze ngitsho ukuthi kuyinadeka ungihlupha kodwa kukhona emzimbeni lakhathesi. So umkhuhlane wasishayisana nokuthi odokotela sebebeke phansi izikhathi. Kwaba nzima-ke ukuthi ngiyesibhedlela. Lakhathesi ngilokhe ngisalindile ukuthi mhlawumbe ngizizwa ukuthi hathi sekungcono lami ngiqonde khona.
Uzagcina usenzani njengoba-ke odokotela bengekho? Uyagcina udinga usiwalo yini? Ngokubona kwakho
hlobo sami kunzima uyakwazi ukuthi imizimba le ikakhulu yebo osiwalo bakhona okhokho bethu babasebenzisa thina kathesi asisabasebenzise kangako so siyabe sikhalele ukuthi vele esibhedlela khona lapho engathola khona usizo ngihlele lokuthi kuyini sibile okungaphakathina kwami kodwa ngenxa yensupho olukhona sokusifuqela khona vele akulayini into esingayenza ngoba imali yokuthi ngiye kumo-private doctor laba abazimele bodwa vele ayikho.
Ye, sizwa njalo kuthiwa-ke abanye sebephila ngemthandazo ngaphansi kwezihlahla lapho abantu ababekhulekelwa khona bethelwa konke konokamanzi into ezinjalo kuhamba njalo ngakhonokho
yinto ephilayo ungahamba anisengithi lapho engihlala khona mina ungadlula lapho kuthiwa kuse-number 6 ungamangala ngoba zonke izihlahla zigcwele abantu bayabeguqile khonapho abantu bayabelele khonapho bedinga usizo khonokho abakuphiwa embe baphiwa amanzi umbe baphiwa amade khonalokhu umuntu abezama impilo ngoba ezibhedlela bula kusahambeki ungaziye khona vele akulasizo ozaluthola ngoba odokotela kabakho.
So amaprofethi angikhona la anceda yini kuba abantu sebefela khonapho?
Hhayi abantu bayaphela sokota abantu bayaphela funa ukutshela amanga iviki eliphelele nge nganathi omunye umzawa eswele usizo ezibhedlela bekunzima simbekile nje iviki yonale esiyigqibizo
So, singathi khonapho-ke ephelandaba baningi kanganani bolabo amaprofita angaphansi kwezihlahla njalo angaphi kwangikhona khonapho
egcekeni lona lale white city angeke uthande lutho hlobo sami kuyabe kumhlophe kuthenke nabantu kumnyama kuthe thu khonapho omunye lo munye phansi kwesihlahla sinye ngasinye kuyabe kugcwele.
Pho-ke ungatshelani uhulumende ngakho konke lokho okwenzakalayo mama?
Hayi uhulumende kakabe nguhulumende othanda abantu kakabe nguhulumende olalela abantu. Umnankagwa wathi engena esikhundleni wathi yena uzakuba umkhokheli olalelayo kodwa akalaleli njalo kalazwelo odokotela bafuna imali. Mina isifiso sami kabaholise ngemali yaphandle kwelizwe ngoba le eyalaphela ezimbabwe vele kayifikisi indawo nsuku zonke izinto ziyakhwela imithi kunje iparasethi ngokwale table iphilisi leparasethi awuyeke ukwanisa ukulithenga noma bangayiqamba ngemali yale kuthiwa amazimdola siyawathatha ngaphi vele singolova vele abantu abaningi asisebenzi uhulumende kakabe nguhulumende olalelayo olozwelo njalo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Masina phosela okugcina mama khona
bengifuna ukuthi ngithi khona lokho emphose engiqeda kukutho uhulumende lalela abantu uhulumende zwela abantu ngoba ukungasebenzi kukadokotela miningi imphefumulo elahlekayo miningi imphefumulo ecithayo zuzu munye ngamunye ungafika esibhedlela ngeke uthande lutho ungahamba phakathi komuzwa ngeke uthande lutho ngoba awusozeqa izinto ezingu-10 kungalalembele bomvu kungenxa yokuthi abantu baswele usizo.
Hayi Masina silethemba lokuthi uzasila mama sibongele kakhulu
siyabonga futhi.
So that is Bosi Bansina. She lives in Old Makwekwe in Bulawayo. Mm-hmm. She's saying that she was supposed to get some help from doctors in hospitals, but she was turned away. And she says that she's still sick and she can't even buy paracetamol. And to make matters worse, you know, she says she may end up getting to a nanga or something like that. And she says there are so many prophets near a place where there are so many people gathered and they're trying to get help because they're not getting any help from hospitals. And she says most of those people are dying under trees.
I think you're right. Because we had a few people coming in last week. We did the same topic with Ntunga. And people are saying they are now turning to the traditional healers and prophets because they cannot afford to go to the private doctors because they're asking for astronomical fees. But I think I have a caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hey,
Tuktaura nani uye zvemurikupi?
Murikutaura na Donaya Nyashandri kugoko isitekete.
Makadii iko ikoko?
Kune kutiri kufara zvisingaiti. Tiri kuona kuti madoctors edu aya ari kustrika yese kosi zvakanaka, but ndinoti isisu vanhu tichingo zvikuvadza pachedu. Noda kuti munhu wani isisu kangatingove neunit tingorapa because zvinhu zvatoma munyika tiringozviona. Saka isisu manje madoctors akarega manje kubatsira dzimwe hama dzedu, hama dzedu dziri tasikira nhosizinachi zvinato zvinhu zvakashata. So ngatingobatsira naye kunenge azvo zvinhu zvakaoma singatigone kubatsira naye nepadu patinape papo.
Saka muri kuti imi vanhu vobatsirana nekuita sei, hanzvadzi?
Vanhu matiezi mishonga government ngaiite mishonga because mishonga hapana, madoctor ari kustrika. Saka government ikaita mishonga zvinoita sei tobatsirikanawo zvakadii zvakanaka, toona kutetesava pavamwe vanhu vari kutambura.
Pane vamwe vari kuti ivo hurumende dai yakwanisa kuita zvaingakwanisa. Imi dai maiwana mukana wokutaura nehurumende maitii?
Ini ndaindawana mukana wokutaura ndaitovadzati ngavaise something chinobatika matreatments mapirisi because saka kune uku kwatirino kuteketa mapirisi aparacet ari kuwanika, mapeni izi ari kudraw sikalo. Saka government ikatakawo rubatsiro ikapiwawo mishonga chaita sei zvotibatsirawo sevana vezimbabwe.
Kwamuri ikoko zvipatara zvako kwakamira sei?
Kuzvipatira manesi ari pastrike chero ukaenda hapana kana treatment ari kungopora kungosvika wodzoka pasina treatment yapiwa. Saka muchona kuti izvezvi ndotoona mugogo wangu akasiya last week nekuda kwekuti vakasiya treatment ari muchipatara kukira sei pangotiwa kumba vakangofira ari kumba.
Muri kupi mimi uyezve chipatara chiri pedo nemi ndechipi?
Izvii tiri kutekete chipatara chiri pedo nechezhomba clinic.
Saka pamadokta anouya nguva nenguva here kana kuti zvakamira sei kana zvinhu zvakanaka sezvo muri kuumaruwa?
Kana zvinhu zvakanaka madoctors anowanika havo nguva dzese, hatinoti everyday but anowanikawo nguva dzese. Asi iko zvinoda nekwauma kwezvinhu manje hatambotowanike manje chido kuwanika unoona pasina zvavangogara zvavangoti hapana kana ti mishonga iripo. Saka manjeaai zvotirwadza manje isisi vanhu.
Aiwa, muve nezuva rakanaka. Tinokutendai chaizvo, hanzvadzi.
Zvakanaka.
Our caller there is actually calling us from the rural areas and he's saying the situation there is so bad that his own grandmother passed away because she didn't get any help. He says there's no medication. So his wish is that the government negotiates at least to just have medications like pain stops or pain ease in the hospitals.
Yes, we've got two callers right now. Sikala ngutatu Baba Piri. Baba Piri, ungachona njani? Baba Piri, kunjani? Hello, Mr. Piri, we are going to come in. Yeah, Piri, we are going to.
I think his line Piri. Is bad, yeah.
Yeah, what is that about belief? Kaule, webanda, le zano pia funjalo, why on senator, echolocho. Baba Kaule, unga uchona njan?
Nchoni le, kitu suchona jani kwa zan.
Ah, suchona kakulu. So, okay, laba Baba Kaule, ukaya nga zala bantu sili bati, ogo nzakale spedle la, loku fela kufunyelo. Abantu manengi, sebesia la, kuma profeti, intuwe zinjalo, uhulumende ngasikhuluma khona manje uthi uyahambisa udokotela emthethwandaba kule Bakort. Kambe konke khonokho kuya ngaphi, Baba Kaule?
Ye, kuyakhombisa ukuthi akufumelanga sikubalekele ukuthi kulo hlupho olukhona oluthile kodwa ke okuthakathekile ukuthi sikhangele lemangela yalo hlupho lolo esibhekane nalo ekuqaqaqala ukuthi amadokotela lawo njengabantu abalomsebenzi oqhakathekileyo okukhanye ukuthi babone ukuthi balondoloze bayaphuzisa abantu ukuthi badlule emhlabeni ngokwelapha lokwenza njalo kuqakathe umsebenzi wakuqakathekile kakhulu kodwa engikuzwisisayo ukuthi njengamaZimbabweni amele lawo abantu laba bebele ukukhangela ukuthi hawu bakithi usekhulumende esalungise sakhuluma ngokuthi kulungiswe izinto lezi ezihluphayo ezibahluphayo enjengeholo akula muntu ongakuboniyo izinto zikhwelile kithi izinto zikhwelile okumangalisayo okuthi abantu abasayenelisi ukuphila ngemali le esiyisebenzisayo imali le isilinyaziwe kakhulu amandla ayokuthenga izinto zikhwelile sibili abantu ngezinye indlela abasabambanga lutho kodwa ke amadokotela niyazwisisa kodwa ukutasale ukuthi nxabantu besifo ezibhedlela so ukuthi amadokotela ade sitrayikile leqiniso lanxa abantu behamba besiya khona le phambili abazahamba ezulwini bazafinyaza bekuthwele umlando wokuthi hawu abantu bayekele abantu behlupheka kangaka abantu besifo ezibhedlela amadokotela ekhona abantu abafundiswa abanye bakhona amadokotela abe nabafundiswa nguhulumende okukuthi babe nozwelo nje ukuthi bathi kusakhulunyiswana lo hulumende njengoba uhulumende ebambe inzima kangaka kube kodwa umsebenzi ubuloku uqhubeka ku-seveke imiphefumulo yabantu ngokunjalo ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina uhulumende uyenza imizamo yonke yokubona ukuthi amadokotela lokho abakhala ngakho uyakulungisa lanxa mhlawumbe kungasilela kodwa uhulumende ukhathazekile kakhulu ngokuthi ebone ukuthi uyalungisisa udibo lolu masinyane ngokuphangisa kodwa ukudoniselana khonoko kubangelwa ngabantu labo abasebenza ngokufuna ukudiliza inhlelo zikahulumende abayibo tips singathi thina bayasupportetha inhlelo zikahulumende njalo abakhweza imali abakhweza ama-prizes abayenza yonke into labahlokoza ukuthi amadokotela lawo ngahambe kwi-strike kwenza kale lokhu nalokhu yonke into bafuna ukuthi izinto zibe nzima zinzimele uhulumende okhona yiwumuma odalwa yilabo abantu abasebenza lezi zitha zethu ezingaphandle.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Gawule. So Mr. Gawule is saying there are some enemies of the state who actually sabotaging government programs and one of those is the health sector. So slobaba ke ukhumalo ecingweni baba khumalo ungawutshona njani?
Hawu siyachona chona njani?
Hayi sitshonile khumalo. So akutshela abantu ukuthi ungaphi khona lapho njalo lokuthi kambe wena ukuhamba yini esibhedlela kumbe isihlobo kumbe umngane?
Ah mina ngiyabonga ngilapha kobulawayo lapha. Hayi esibhedlela usihambile abangane lesihlobo basiyabona abagulayo plus besiya khangela ukuthi konkona bona labagula bayathola usizo yini. Abanye abahambileyo sibili abaningi baphendukile kade behamba ngama-ambulance abatholanga sizo ngoba kade bephendukiswa after sebethiwe ngama-ambulance ezandleni zamanesi.
So singathi wena ngokuzwa kwakho uzwa kuthiwa vele kuhamba njani esibhedlela la?
Hayi esibhedlela sibili uncedo kalusekho khathesi. Isizathu ngiyamuzwa ubaba uGawule uyakhuluma bathi izinto azikhulumayo kayisizo ngoba abantu bona laba ababalayo kayisibo abakhweza ifuel. Ifuel ikhwezwa nguhulumende. Uhulumende nguyophuma nemaprize efuel amatsha. Iprize efuel entsha leyana yiyo esuka ibisikhweza izinto. Udokotela losesithi hayi njengoba ifuel ihambelana lerethi ye-user kahle lami ngithole imali yami ihoro lami lihambelana lerethi ye-user. Okuyisikhalazo sabantu bonke nothi amadokotela kuphela. So sonke sihluphekile sibili asingeza ke sisola abanye abantu but sisola abantu abakhweza ifiweli yibo abayenza umumo kube nzima. Lawa amanensi lawo akhona emsebenzini kodwa akasebenzi ngoba engaholi lutho.
Pho kumele kwenziweni lapha-ke Khumalo?
Bathi iqiniso ukuthi uhulumende sokumzimela osokumele kwenzakale ukuthi kumele ukuthi wonke umuntu eZimbabwe kubanjani ndawonye khonokho abangakufuniyo ukuthi kubanjani kuze kulungisise udaba lokuhlupha abantu kangaka yilo lunzima kumele babivume ukuthi sokwehlule babithele iyusa leli lalikhona ngoba imali yethu kayiselavali labo bayavuma ngoba ifuyeli naso kayisathengeki sibili akulungisi ilizwe abantu kubuswa abantu behlangene ndawonye kubisele iyusa leli lakhithwayo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Khumalo ungathina kusasa ba.
Hayi shuwa sibili awugawule kakhulu iminto ezikhona thina sikwazi sikathi uthenga ngaphi akasilayele lathi siyethenga lapho kuthiphe khona alayele namadokotela lamanesi lamatitsha lathi sonke esisebenzayo siyethenga lapho kuthiphe khona shuwa.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba. Yeah, Kumalo, Baba. So Mr. Kumalo is saying that the government should actually admit that it has failed. So he says they should bring back the US dollar. He says there's no alternative except that. So he says Mr. Kaole should tell people where he buys his stuff, you know, because what he's saying is all, you know, out of context.
I think we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Makadi enyu. I wanted what the trip to our Nanu is a Murgupi.
Indian the Dennis Samarkand and Kurushinga.
Hey, I want us to see one province. Kwakadi Kurushinga. Ehe, titsananguraiwo kuti kwakamira sei kuchipatara ikoko kuRushinga.
Yes, tiri kutoendawo hedu muzvipatara zvakaita seKaranda and so forth. Zvisiri zvegovernment.
Ikoko kuzvipatara zvemamissionary kwakamira sei?
Hei, kuri kutozara, kuzara, zvekuzara zviya. Asi ini ndani mubvunzo wangu angori hangu kubvunza madoctors. Kuti semuzvipatara zvekumaruwa kuno madoctors vane dzimba dzavanogara pazvipatara havakuenda kuenda kubasa uye zviri zvemari zvakaomera munhu wese pamwe chete nemadoctors nesi tese zvakatiomera asi iwo vari kugara mudzimba dzegovernment dziri pamaoko pazvipatara vari kutadza nei kuenda kubasa.
I think ipapo pane mumwe ambobvunza izvozvo taona vana chiremba vachipindura ivo kuti vari kuedza kuti vagadzirise zvinhu izvi kuti zvinakire vana chiremba vese asi tombodzokera kwamuri kutaura kuti kwamuri kumaruva ikoko vari ikoko vari kuita sei vana chiremba vari kungogara kudzimba dzavo here kana kuti vari kuita sei
kana vasiri kuuya kubasa havasi kuuya kubasa hatingazivi kuti vari mudzimba dzavo here kana kuti vari kupi asi kubasa havasi kuuya
aiwa zvinhu zvatinokwanisa kuzobvunza ivo vana chiremba kana tichinge takwanisa kuwana mukana wekuva interviewa kuti ko vari kumaruva vasinawo maexpense akati wandei sei vasiri kuenda kumabasa sekubvunza kwamaita asi dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii
hongu tinoti hurumende ngaitaurira nemadoctors asiwo madoctorswo tinovaiwo futi tinoti ngavataurirano nehurumende asi semunhu wadoctor ka Hippocratic Oath so haiwirirani nezvavari kuita
aiwa mashoko makukutu hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka I think we have another caller regai tivatore hallo caller.
Yes, slow, Msepa, kunjani?
Hayi, sikhona kubheli njani na ku studio 7.
Siphilile mfowethu ungapi konapho?
Mina ngise Bulawayo eBenevista.
Ungapi?
Ngise Bulawayo eBenevista.
Wo Benevista ngale tuzane Manningdale, eh?
Ya tuzane labo Waterford.
Ye, akuchi ukuthi ngapho kuhamba njani esibhedlela liyahamba yini ebula UBH kumbe uhamba njani esibhedlela kuna ngapha
hayi esibhedlela ngapha akuhambi kuhle sibili njalo amadokotela kawatholakali astrikile awumuma wezinto vele mubi kakhulu kodwa ke ngendlela okwenzakala ngakhona mina ngisola igovernment nalokho abakukhulumayo ukuthi khona uthiwa bayabophisa amadokotela bebahambise ekhodi mina lokho ngibona vele kuyi-fashion sheet vele abakukhulumayo
ye singathuki kangako singafaka inhlamba
sithi khona bona bayabophisa amadokotela amadokotela kayisikho ukuthi kawafuni imisebenzi bathi bafuna imali ekwanileyo ekhambelana lo dubo olukhona elizweni izinto ziyakhwela izinto ziphezulu amarate akhona vele akuthengeka ama-prizes ankhona so udokotela ongasebenza e-operate umuntu esenzani eselapha izinto zokusebenzisa ezibhedlela kakula imithi kakula so udokotela ongasebenzela isentimuphi umnanga kwanxa eseyehlulekile kaphume vele esihlalweni awuthi vele angathonela lokhevambabambe yeke izinto. Izinto zomile kakhulu sibilini zonte kakhulu ngento le abayikhulumayo ukuthi kona kuthiwa bayabophisa amadokotela. La yena lo kugawula kade khuluma khonapho ukhuluma ibullshit.
Hayi singathethisi msipha, hayi siyakwazi ukuthi uzondile kodwa singathethisi abantu sifuna sixoxe lapha sizokuthi udaba lolu singalwenza njani. So ke faka imbono yakho ungakhiphi kodwa inhlamba. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kuzinzondi khona.
Ya, mina umbono wami engilawo ngikuthi kabakhulumisane lamadokotela kuhle kuwelelwane labo bavume lapha abavuma khona bangafoswa bangethuselwa futhi ngokuthiwa khona bazabotshwa njalo ugovernment kakhulumisane lothamisa bahlale phansi babonisane bavumelane lapha abavumelana khona balungise ilizwe ngobuhlupho lolu solubhahile. Ngoba khathesi ngikhuluma so vele inflation yakhona isigijimela ku 3000%. So vele ngiboni mina ukuthi khona u 2030 lo abakhuluma ngaye ukuthi uyabe kuthi lo muntu ophilayo lapha. Abakhulumisane lo Thamisa bawelelane bahlale phansi. Kanti umnanga kuyesabani ukuyahlala lo Thamisa phansi. Umfana ongaka mesaba ukuthi bayihlala phansi bawelelane.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba ungadinelwa kusasa baba Msipha. Siyakwazi sibili hayi uzonda kukhona inhliziyo yakho ithobeke kancane lilakho phela ukuthi likulungise khonokho ungadinelwa kusasa baba.
Ye hayi mina kuyangicaphula sibili basakazi ngoba into eyenzakalayo thina sizele njalo singabantu abasakhulayo asisela kusasa yethu ngendaba yabantu abenza ulutho ngabomo.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke ungadinelwa kusasa baba. Bye bye.
Hayi.
So that is Mr. Msipha. He's really angry. He's saying that the government is doing everything wrong. You know, he says, you know, the doctors and the government should sit down and talk about some of these issues because if they don't talk, then things will go the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So he says there's only one way, dialogue.
I think, you know, that sentiment is echoed by a lot of people here on our VOA Shona Facebook page. But let me take a caller and come back and then read those comments. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Imagadi kola.
Kiri po magadi.
Ai watiri wadi tukta ora nani uye zwe muri kupi?
O nzwe tuwa shingi nzwe kushitungu.
Ai wa kwa kadi kushitungu isa?
Kushitungu sa kuri nanisha kuma doktor zindo kusimu.
Ehe, tipe wo fungwa zenyu muchi nyato ti sana nguru kwa kamera si.
Ya, chungu ti nzwe problem ya masiso.
Mm-hmm.
Saenda kenda kupare last week. Da unji no tariska. Rashka madutas kusina atiti. Kana hivi na madutse u ema boki uta haskupa. Sakata shurune za ne pisa kurdu ita kudu. Msoro uro raji. Sare uro nji na ita si. Wa taura na soane madutas kapa kudu wa basa kano basi.
Saka parizi no muri kuwana rubatsiro kupi hanzvadzi?
Ah parizi na hapana. Tango ndi. Tango kai.
Kupa chitungwiza.
Ndanzi mbofunga zvekuti ndikawana maranzi ndomboita zvoku process kana mabasa endomboenda kusauti.
Mazisa ya magara achirwadza here kana kuti zvinhu zvitsva zvamuka iye zvinezvi?
Ayo magara achirwadza nekuti andina wacho akaexpire.
Okay.
Ndiwani racho rinzakapwanya.
Ko pa Chitungwiza Hospital havasi kushanda zvakare here pakamira sei?
Ah, havasi kushanda hatongori.
Aiwa, tinoshuvira kuti zvikuitirei zvakanaka nekuti vazhinji chokwadi vari kuya pano vachichema-chema vari kutarisana nedambudziko sera muri kutarisana naro. Kumaprivate vari kuti mari kana muchinge maedza kuti muende kumaprivate?
Ya, kumaprivate ndakambokonfirma mari yacho yavari kusheredzera ndevari kudhura kutangira pa 350 US.
350 US?
Svika pa 400. Zvimwe chipinda chine tepi yacho yemaspeks yacho yakaita.
Aiwa, tinotenda hanzvadzi manyatsoti batisa zviri kuitika ikoko. Dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii?
Yeah, and then go to the uncle can see some as well.
Mm.
Oh, I was there.
Aiwa tinokutendai hanzvadzi tinoshuvira kuti mazwenyu aite nani. Mm-hmm. We're hearing there from a young man from Chitungwiza. He says he has an eye problem, but he found no joy when he went to Parirenya to a hospital. There were no doctors. And so I asked him that, what about Chitungwiza? I said, there are no doctors there either. And then he went on to say he did try to inquire from the private clinics or private doctors, but they are charging around $350 per visit for a checkup. So he says it's only, he's now thinking that maybe he can jump the border and go to South Africa and get some help.
And if that is if he gets runs.
That's if he gets runs. So...
Ya kuzima sibili. Ulines Mutonori uti ngabaphiwe abakufunayo odokotela. Kuzobuya ke uHamilton kunashe Chida says walking out of patients is evil and uncaring. Usika Gumbo uyakubhala lapha la ukuthi abaphiwe imali yabo odokotela bantu sasizahlupheka empilweni. Kuzobuya ke obusane mbuso ntini la uthi ngikona kona apha uPrecious Nyembezi masuku ukuthi siyavuma lati singuZulu waseZimbabwe kodwa ake sizifakene ezicathulweni zabodokotela. Kubuhlungu ukusebenzela imali ongeke uyenelise izidingo zemuli yakho. Ye, kuzobuya njalo ke uKudzai Samaita. Uthi said indeed, Zimbabwe doesn't even have anti-venom in stock. If anyone is bitten by a snake in Zimbabwe, then is rest in peace. Ye, kunzima lo. Then kuzobuya uKusikhumbuzo. Uthi kanti wona ama-ministers ahola malini. Njengoba kumbe labo bahola i-bond paper yankona leyo singazi ukuthi bahola malini mfowethu sizabuza ubusane imbuso ntini la uyabuza ukuthi ama-ministers lawo ahola ama-RTGS yini kumbe i-forex baba gawule napha abantu bayabuza lapho ukuthi njengoba ke konke kule ngxaki yonke leyo.
Maybe before we go to Mr. Gawule, no, there are a lot of questions. Mr. Gawule,
mana phendule phela sindebele then come back.
Into ozwa lapha esekhuluma kulo ngithanda ukuthi ngithi lapha engekumele umkhondo wakho oyeparty yakhe, but ngithanda ukuthi kukutsho ngithe mina izinto zilukhuni, izinto zikhwelile, akula muntu oyenelisa ulutho. Angikwazi ufuna ukuthi ngikhulume ngigoka amahlwayi ngimi phezu kwesihlahla yini baba lokuthiwa ngumthipha nxa yenilalele baba mthipha. Wena ngithi kuwe izinto zilukhuni njalo yonke into, even emadokotela kulukhuni, kodwa uhulumende uyakulwisa ukuthi azame ukuthi elungise nje kulalapho azahlangana khona lokuvumelana namadokotela, ngoba uhulumende uyakukhangela khona okokubophisana lamadokotela. Azange ngikubale bonke lokwaka konke lokwa. So ngizama ukuthi njalo ngiphendule laba bathi kade ama-ministers wona ahola malini lani lani. Ayiholo lomuntu lo vele liyimfihlo yakhe, kuyukuthi ama-ministers ahola imali ethile eyiyo yimfihlo yakhe, ukuthi omunye lomunye ohola imali yakhe yimfihlo imele ikhulunywe nguye yena, zibe nguye ozichazelayo ukuthi mina, hayi mina ngihola imali engaka.
Yes, yawuza kukhulu-ke sungabuza
We have a lot of comments here on VOA Shona Facebook page, actually targeted at Mr. Gawule. So I might as well read for you so that you can answer Mr. Gawule. But let me start with the Sibongani Ndlovu. And they increase fuel after every 2 weeks, but they don't care about the dying people. This is the most cruel government in the world. Hilda Nkomo, Varkutiva Gawule, why are you daydreaming? Please, you're not telling us the truth. Brighton Tuwana, so Mr. Gawule, unoti murukuti mimi government yakaendesa ma doctor kuchikoro kuti vasabhadharwe here. Please Mr. Gawule, tiudzewe papo. Godfrey Pandle arikuti to Mr. Gawule, who owns Zera and who instructed to hike prices on a daily basis? That's a question. And why is petrol being hiked on a daily basis? Top Fenyedu my Hilda Nkomo arikuti Gawule, please have a heart. And then she's saying ZANU-PF has failed us. That's Hilda Nkomo. Pana Jeffrey Lua yarikuti hurumende ngaipe vanhu mari iri nani, kwete kuita zvavari kuita izvigogo vanata vari panapa. Ana Masanangure mubai wanzi, how do you go to work if you don't have bus money, no food, no zesa? Baba Gawule ndigogo vanata anzi, one day amenu ipapa. So Mr. Gawule, people are saying, but why is the government not taking the doctors seriously? Because they didn't just train to then go to work and be paid it's even less than other people doing menial jobs. Why is the government not prioritizing paying the doctors? They are asking.
But these people, let me take you back. The very same people that you're talking about, especially the president of this country, these are the people who fought to liberate the Zimbabweans, to set all Zimbabweans free. They fought for this democracy that we are enjoying today. And at the same time, remember, the oppressors, these people, especially the colonizers, what they have a hand in this kind of a thing. There is sabotage all over the show. They are the ones who owns all these other things. It's not the government that is raising prices. It's not the government that is raising prices. And Mnangagwa has been saying this time and again, to say, why are you raising prices? Could you please justify it? Whether some of these products are produced within the country, but within Zimbabwe, but some people claim to say that we need foreign currency to do ABCD. These are the people who are undermining the government, who are supporting all the government programs.
But Mr. Gaule.
Exactly who is doing it? Who is increasing the prices?
Mr. Gaule,
in the first place, let them answer that question first.
Okay, let's go back to the doctors and just wait on the prices, because some people are saying, why is it that the doctors, especially, I mean, the minister, you know, the late President Mugabe had to go to Singapore. Currently, the deputy president, Mr. Chiwenga, is in China. So how is it that they are not prioritizing local hospitals but are giving priority to a few people to get treated outside? That's the question here.
But I don't think that question can come from a Zimbabwean. I think that question can come from someone who doesn't know Zimbabwe as such. And that's the reality. Mnangagwa inherited a dirty economy. And this is exactly what you're doing. And the Mnangagwa government is working very, very hard to resuscitate this economy. And some people really are throwing spanners here and there.
So, Baba Gaule, nxa sikhangele sibili okwenzakala eZimbabwe khonoko kwabodokotela, lo hulumende kudonselwana emakhoti, kwenziwa konke lokhu. Kambe vele kulo hulumende osebenza kanje empilweni, kumbe lo nguhulumende osebreak ama-records kuphela.
Uhulumende lo, uhulumende ophakathi kobunzima, othi nxa ekhuluma gives ukuthi that ama-austerity measures, ubuhlungu bonobana, ukuthi kulabor sibili umuntu ongumama esiyabeletha ukuthi ubuhlungu bonobana esikhangelayo, umthuli wakutsho khona ukuthi sibophene amabhanti kuzaba lobunzima, yibo bunzima esikhangelane labo. Kodwa ubunzima bakhona ukuze si-achieve khonoko ihulumende efuna uku-achieve ikuthi dinga isapoti yethu sonke. Kodwa kukhona ukuthi kulabantu abagangileyo abatshintsha izimali, abayenza izimali ama-prize ekhwele. Nyamangala abantu labo besithi bona uhulumende beblame uhulumende ngiyokuphathelisayo. Uhulumende ngiyobona izimali zamali ukuze zabantu ababhatalele abatatatha izimali, batshintsha izimali, ama-rate bayidise, abantu ama-rate usuku zonke. Uhulumende ngiyokwenza khonoko, uhulumende ngiyokhweza ama-prize. Uhulumende ngalesi usebuyethule inhlelo zokuthi alwe kakhulu, abone ukuthi angaqeda udubo lolo olukhona olezigangi lezi ezisupportethe ama-programs e-government ezibulalela imali ukuthi abantu imali ayisathengi lutho ngendlela ukuthi ibulawa yibo bona abasetshenziswa ngabantu bangaphandle abazama ukudiliza uhulumende.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Gaule, ulabantu khonapho-ke marvelous abakhulumayo. Ngakhonokho. So Mr. Gaule is saying he's still maintaining that there are some people sabotaging the government. So prices and all those kind of things, he says, outsiders. Do you have any people following you?
The people here on the thread are very upset at Mr. Gaule, actually. They are saying, you know, I think, you know, he's really, maybe, I don't know. But some of the stuff, I don't know, maybe you can read because it's written in Ndebele. Gogovanata, what is she saying there?
Uti ya Baba Gaule, uhulumende usebenza katalala kuze kuse. Ye, lapa uikuwa kupalile konoko. Uti uhulumende yasebenza sibili kuze kuse. So meaning that the government is working tirelessly towards, you know, achieving certain things. Yeah, so mbona zani sikati setu, sasuke mapetuleni. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Lepa Expect, Mr. Davis Ndumiso Spanda, and former Cholocho Senator, Believe Gaule. Thank you also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And Anna Masunungurembayiwa is saying ZANU-PF government is not prioritizing the basic health care and killing citizens. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye in Washington.